One of the founding members of the Grateful Dead has died. Bob Weir was 78 years old. According to a statement from his family, he died from underlying lung issues after beating cancer. As NPR's Isabella Gomez-Sarmiento reports, Weir shepherded the Grateful Dead's music to generations of Deadheads.
The Haight-Ashbury scene of the 1960s rejected conventional American society, and Bob Weir became one of its most prominent ambassadors. But longtime Grateful Dead publicist and historian Dennis McNally says Weir relished rebellion long before the Summer of Love.
Bobby was a born anarchist.
He was born in 1947 and grew up in a San Francisco suburb. He had undiagnosed dyslexia and got kicked out of multiple schools. By the time he was 17, he dropped out and joined the circus, of a kind, playing guitar in a jug band led by Jerry Garcia. It became the Grateful Dead in 1965. Well, she's coming down the stairs, combing back her yellow hair. In the Dead, Weir was now surrounded by misfits. McNally says he finally belonged.
He found brothers. They were all big brothers. He was the baby, age-wise and personality-wise.
But Weir didn't play in the shadows of his much more experienced or classically trained bandmates. As the Dead's second guitarist, he created his own eccentric, rambling roadmap for each melody, somehow falling perfectly in step with the contained chaos of the group. Jerry Garcia encouraged Weir to write songs and take turns on lead vocals. Spanish lady come to me, she lays on me this rose. The Grateful Dead were billed as a blues-based, psychedelic rock band. They played some of their earliest shows at Ken Kesey's LSD parties. But just as important was the influence of jazz. They stretched songs out into long, improvisational jams that sparked an entire subculture.
Bobby's quote was, "Well, the song was over, but we weren't done playing."
In a 2022 interview with NPR, Weir described the origins of his songs using the phrase, hippie metaphysics.
They're visitors from another world, another dimension, or whatever you want to call it, that come through the artists to visit this world, have a look around, tell their stories. I'm happy to oblige them.
For decades, the Grateful Dead amassed a loyal following that trailed them on tour and traded bootleg tapes. Weir composed and sang many of the band's most notable songs, including Sugar Magnolia, Playing in the Band, and One More Saturday Night. His full-throated and fiery vocals were the perfect foil to Garcia's mellowed-out style. The Grateful Dead officially came to an end with Jerry Garcia's death in 1995. But for the three decades that followed, Weir dedicated himself to carrying the band's legacy forward. He reunited with his surviving bandmates in different configurations over the years. Maybe the most notable was Dead & Company, which he formed alongside singer-songwriter John Mayer in 2015. The group, which also included Grateful Dead drummers Bill Kreutzmann and Mickey Hart, played extensively until 2024. It helped introduce the Dead's catalog and the Deadhead tradition to generations of fans born after Garcia's death. In 2024, Weir and his surviving Grateful Dead bandmates were honored by the Kennedy Center for their role in shaping American culture. In an interview with NPR, he reflected on being embraced by the mainstream.
Back not so long ago, we were sort of outsiders. Now, all that's kind of changed. We've been more or less accepted into the American musical tradition, which is where we've always been.
By refusing to conform, Bob Weir helped create an American sound unlike any other. Playing in the band. Isabella Gomez-Sarmiento, NPR News. Daybreak on the